The presentation the assembly saw Tuesday night included a pretty detailed floor plan. The circulation desk moves to the left of the front door. The bathrooms come to the front of the building. The children's room expands. There's a new multi-purpose room for meetings or general use during the day. And there's a separate area for teens. And the building itself gets bigger by about 4,600 square feet. I'm standing on the grassy berm in the library's parking lot, but in the conceptual drawings, I would actually be in the rare books room right now. Library Director Sarah Bell says it's important to note that the drawings are only conceptual.
It could look somewhat different.
Bell is sitting in her office in the opposite corner of the library from where that rare books room would be. A huge drawing of the plan is taped to the window.
This was an exercise in seeing if, in this space, that we could meet the needs as determined. So that included giving the teens a separate area to be. It's not large, but it's a little bit separate. To provide a space that's really multi-purpose. It won't be sitting there empty. When it's not being used, it will be a nice reading area for people, much as we already have. But when we have an activity, we'll be able to pull a room divider across and make it a sound, at least somewhat soundproof area, so that people who are here to read and just have a quiet space won't lose that entirely as they do now.
The desire for more space becomes apparent often at the library. Numerous events are standing room only as patrons lean on shelves or listen from the back of the room. Many take place outside regular hours, and the ones that happen inside business hours often displace other patrons. Bell remembers a recent teen event.
Maite, our youth librarian, had planned to conduct it, you know, moving the shelving. And, of course, when you move the shelving, everything becomes inaccessible to everybody else in that room. Moving the shelving and accommodating the teenagers in that area. Well, instead of having, you know, 12 kids show up, she had 22 kids show up. You can't always predict. So they really had to move into the body of the library, and that meant asking the adults who were there please to be considerate and if they would move to another part of the library. And of course, when that happens, folks just leave.
Now that the library has secured assembly approval to move forward, Bell says the next step is most likely to form a building committee and start looking for architects. Assembly members unanimously supported the plan and praised the fact that it won't cost the city any more money. Here's Mike Reif.
And if we can get the expansion and get it with actually no additional borrowing costs and actually reduce our yearly maintenance costs, it's just a win-win for everyone.
The project is estimated to cost $6.5 million, but Bell says that number is probably high.
We really kind of feel that we probably can get very close to 60% for under that amount of money. But I think that the Friends of the Library are really going to work hard to, you know, support the full program.
Friends of the Library is the name of Kettleson's Volunteer Booster Association. Bell says the library already has more than $5.5 million in state funding, and if the project costs more than that, as estimates predict, she anticipates supporters will work to raise the difference. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.